listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for January 2nd, 2019. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Happy New Year, everyone.
And Michael Kelly here as well.
Good evening, everyone. Always happy to be here.
Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. I'd like to read our 9 abbreviated principles of belief, as is customary, to kind of set us off right. The first one is do no harm, do right. The second one, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And to read the expanded form of these 9 principles, visit us at metaphysicalhumanism.org. So we're back after taking a short hiatus during December, back with the new year, 2019. Who'd have thunk? Never thought I'd be here before. Well, that's true, actually. But anyway, it's good to have everybody with us tonight. Glad you could join us. Tonight we're going to be talking about finding peace in chaos. And before we get into that, I just want to throw this out that our hearts and thoughts are with those couple of you and among our students who have lost a partner in the last month or so. We have a couple, one in England, one here in the States, and I just want you to know, very sorry, and our thoughts and energy goes with you. And again, the hope that we have that this is not the end, it's just a change of chapter, and we will be united with them once again in due time. So I just wanted to send that out to everybody, especially those involved. So tonight, finding peace in chaos. I'm going to talk about this in a couple of different contexts. One is more on a personal side, and then the other is on more of a general side. So we're just going to have a discussion on this. But the idea behind this is finding peace in chaos. I mean, who of us have not stood in the middle of chaos before? And we often look at this as adversity. You know, we're in the middle of adversity. We're in the middle of chaos. We're not sure what to do. It can be highly emotional, and it can leave us indecisive, and we're not quite sure which way to go. And so I want to talk about how to rein that in, so to speak. And it's hard, I know, when you're in the middle of it. I know that very well. But some things to keep in mind, most importantly, is a life leadership paragon: self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will, and these three synergistically create self-completeness, which is basically standing on your own 2 feet. And the whole idea behind the life leadership paragon, in order to use it properly, the idea is to take your power back by reordering or rebalancing your life leadership paragon. So you start with self-acceptance. That means you accept yourself for who you are, warts and all. You know, you're perfect just as you are. It doesn't mean you can't get better or change or anything, but we don't denigrate ourselves. We don't put ourselves down. We realize that we're doing the very best that we can with the knowledge, experience, and a level of awareness that we have at the moment. And we couldn't do any different. We're doing our best. So as we gain knowledge and experience, we do better. We make better decisions. So the first point to balance is our self-acceptance. We have to accept ourselves. We don't compare ourselves. We accept ourselves for who we are. The second one is self-responsibility, but in order for that to be balanced, we got to go to the third one next, which is respect for free will. And that simply means understanding the law of control. You can't change people. You can't control people. Stop trying. It will never work. None of us like to be controlled or changed by anyone else. So we have to respect that of other people. They need to walk their own path. We walk our path. They walk their path. So we respect them. We respect their right to walk their path. Whether we agree with it or not is immaterial. It's their path to walk. And so when we respect other people, we don't give unsolicited advice. We understand the law of control. You can't change them. You can't control them. Stop trying. Honestly, if the majority of mankind would just observe this one principle, stop trying to change and control other people, oh, we would have more peace in this world than you'd ever seen before. Just that one, you know, and it's not the only one, but it's a huge one. So we balance that out. We don't give people unsolicited advice. We don't try to make them do our bidding because we don't want to assume responsibility for other adults. It's not our job. You know, when we assume responsibility for other people, we're being irresponsible. When we assume responsibility only for ourselves, then we balance out personal responsibility, self-responsibility. And that's where the second of the three come into place. So we balance those out. We understand. We accept ourselves. We respect other people and their rights to live their life. We thus accept personal responsibility for ourselves and only for ourselves. And these three then create self-completeness where we stand on our own 2 feet. We know who we are and why we are who we are. And even if we're in the middle of chaos and adversity, we don't let it run us emotionally. We understand there's only so much we can do. We keep searching for solutions, which is fine. But we don't let it knock us over because being complete in yourselves means having your feet planted firmly on the ground. You're a pillar unto yourself. You know who you are, why you are who you are. And you make the best decisions you can with the knowledge, experience, level of awareness that you have at this moment. In fact, earlier Michael had talked about a visualization he uses with standing in the middle of chaos. And you want to talk about that or mention it anyway?
Sure. Well, I was thinking about the topic and... you know, everybody's been there. We live in a very chaotic world, and that can be anxiety-inducing. And it's a visualization exercise that I've used, and essentially, you're in that situation. You're in the middle of the chaos. Everything is a little bit crazy. Often I'll envision myself in the middle of a sandstorm, and sand and wind is whirling all around you, and there's just nothing but chaos and chaotic energy all around you. But you yourself, you're made of stone, you're calm, you're serene, you're at peace. And it's, especially if you really just take some deep breaths and think about it and visualize it, it's been effective for me.
Go ahead.
I was just going to finish it off by saying, ultimately, you know, we can't control what's going on in the world. We can't always, we can't always affect the kind of change we want to at the time, but we can't let that add to our sense of chaos and disarray. We have to bring that sense of calm and purpose to a chaotic world if we have any hope to, you know, to sustain it.
Good. That's a good simple visualization. You know, you're standing in the maelstrom but you're a stone, you're a rock, and you're firmly planted. And that's a good visualization, because that's the way we can be. So often when we're in the middle of adversity or chaos, we're saying, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And that's probably not the best question to ask. A better question to ask is, what can I do? So we stop, we take a few deep breaths, we say, okay, what can I do? And so often, the solution you're looking for might lie outside your belief system. The solution you're looking for might seem like it's 180 degree opposite of what you should do. And we've talked about this on this program before. You do a 180 principle. It's like the fly at the window, as we've talked about before. It's trying so desperately to get out into that world outside, and it ends up dying on the windowsill when all it had to do was turn around 180 degrees and fly out through the open door behind it. So sometimes the solution we're looking for lies behind us, metaphorically speaking. Sometimes it lies outside our belief system, and the way that we find it then is to expand our belief system. And that means knowledge, reassessing our core values, reassessing our beliefs and what is right and what is wrong. Sometimes it's not so much a matter of right or wrong, but it's a matter of what we've been conditioned to believe or raised to believe. And those beliefs may not be healthy. Often they're not. So we have to stand firm, take a few deep breaths, and ask, what can I do? And try to not let any emotions run away with us. Try to find those solutions. There's no more a powerful position as the position of having nothing to lose. I mean, if you look in the world, terrorists use that. You know, they have nothing to lose, right, in their minds. So they'll do anything. And those are the hardest people to deal with. So if you're in a position where you have nothing to lose, in other words, you have that attitude, look, they can take everything away from me and I'll be fine. I'll get by. I'll make it. If you can don on that attitude, you will be powerful. And I've been in that position before, years ago. I had nothing left to lose, to speak of. I'd lost all my friends, lost most of my belongings. I'd lost most everything. And so now when somebody comes up in the, you know, in latter years where, you know, there's a risk to the friendship or whatever, and, you know, when they're doing something that's not right, and I think, well, gee, I hate to lose them as a friend, but you know what? It's their choice. And it's not, what are you going to take from me? I've already lost everything before. You know, I've been there. So when you have that attitude, it's hard for you to fall over. Be that rock in the storm, and things will clear up. They always do. That's a fact. Things always change. Things always clear up. Things always pass. So it won't go on forever if you're in the middle of a tough time. But the idea is to seek solutions, to find your way out of it. And sometimes it's just feeling your way through it, like you're in the dark, in a room, going around obstacles. You have to feel your way through it. And eventually the lights turn on and you see where you're at. That's just the way life goes. It will happen. So if you're in that, have some hope that it will pass. It will pass in time. In fact, that reminds me of the lesson in James Allen's book, As Man Thinketh, that when you learn the spiritual lesson in any situation, it passes and opens up the door to other learning opportunities. And that simply means that we need to learn the spiritual lessons contained in the adversity. You know, if everything's in its proper order, that's all adversity is something not in its proper order. When we put things back in their proper order, the adversity passes. So what do we need to learn right here and right now for this adversity to pass? What do we need to learn? What spiritual lesson do we need to learn so that it passes and goes away? And sometimes that's kind of hard to figure out, but we do eventually. We'll figure it out. And once we do and we learn that lesson, we make changes. Nothing will happen until we make changes. You can know a lesson but not have learned the lesson. When we learn, we change. So those are some tips from my end on dealing with the chaos, with the adversity, more on a personal level. Dr. Hunter, any comments?
Well, I appreciate all the points, and I like Michael's visualization and thinking what's mine. And mine is, I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. And as soon as I do that, it's kind of like I rise up from myself and I'm able to look down at things a little differently. Then I get back in my body and ask myself what my issue is. Because that's usually the problem. But, you know, we're always going to be challenged by other people and challenged by situations and events and so on. And if we can just not take it to heart, I think that's, for me, that's always the key. Don't take it to heart. There's an experience being had. And, you know, it's my grandma always used to say, the hope for the best possible outcome.
You know, those are good points. You know, back to not taking ourselves too seriously, right? Don't take things too seriously either. You know, it reminds me of Plato's words, you know, nothing in the affairs of men is worth worrying about. And, you know, we can say, well, are you crazy? You know, they could blow up the world, blah, blah, blah. But when you factor in the idea that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience, that doesn't, you know, kind of, okay, so what? You know, we're not limited to this life. You know, there's something bigger about it. We're spiritual beings. And so we don't want to stress and obsess over things that are beyond our control, because nothing in the affairs of men is worth worrying about. Let's kind of segue now and broaden out a little bit into more of a general approach to chaos. The last couple of years, especially in the world, has been rather chaotic. There's been a lot of things going on, a lot of things that we haven't seen in decades in terms of civil rights violations, racism, and so forth. And, you know, some people can get pretty scared. Now, I want to preface my remarks in this program, the remaining remarks, with this. As a religious institution, we don't get involved in politics. We just don't. We don't do politics. There's some religions that get into politics, and they shouldn't, but they do. We don't get into politics. I don't care whether you're a Democrat or Republican or an Independent or any other party from any other country. I don't care what your party affiliation is. This is not about partisanship. What we do look at, though, is behaviors, and I will make a stand on behaviors that are inconsistent with our 9 principles of belief. Remember, the founding principle of everything in this church, in the schools, everything is based on one principle. Do no harm, do right. That's principle belief number one. Do no harm, do right. So as I discuss different events in the world, it's not from a political position. I don't care about that. What I do care about is making a stand for what is right, for what has integrity and character and is good. And so if you feel the chaos in the world, which is not hard to do, remember, first of all, what Plato said, nothing in the affairs of men is worth worrying about. But secondly, remember that fear and uncertainty drive a lot of things. They drive the stock market. You know, investors hate fear and uncertainty, and that's why the stock market will go up and down, and why it has gone up and down over the last week or so. It always goes up and down. And I used to teach investment classes years ago, and one of the points that I made, so you know, about the stock market, I'd ask my students, do you know why the market goes up and down? And they wouldn't know at that point. So let me ask you a different question. You know why a dog barks? And they would say, well, he's afraid or he's trying to alert you to something. I'd say a dog barks because that's what a dog does. You know why a cat meows? And they got on to, by that time, that's because that's what a cat does. Why does the market go up and down? Because that's what the market does. You know, why is there different things going on in the world? Well, that's because that's what happens in this world. And little by little, we're trying to improve things. We're trying to to set a good example for behavior and integrity so that it will spread, and so that, you know, all these things that go on in the world, these negative things, happen less frequently. And over time, and I hope it's not, you know, eons upon millennia and eons and all that, I hope it's not that long, but I hope that it eventually begins to evaporate to the point where we just don't hear about it that much and we don't experience it that much. So if you're upset about what's going on in the world, you know what's going to happen. Don't let that get to you. Remember, nothing in the affairs of men is worth worrying about. There have been some tough times in this country, and I'm speaking of America because I live here and I'm dialed into it more, but it obviously there's other countries with their own issues. But America is felt, that what happens in the United States is felt by all other countries. And there's a lot of people worried, especially with the current president and his administration. And I will make a stand right here and right now, and I don't care what party, this is not politically motivated, but the current administration is absolutely 100% opposite of do no harm and do right. And we don't act like that. Now, I realize I'm preaching to the choir with most of you, if not all of you. But I wanted to make that statement that that is not the way we behave. We do not mistreat people. We do not engage in racism. We do not denigrate women, minorities, majorities, those who are gay, transgender, whatever. We don't put people down. We don't mistreat people. We don't hurt people. You know, we are kind. That's the point. It is wholly okay to be kind to people, to pay it forward, to help one another out. It is not okay to be a narcissist or a misogynist or a sociopath. It is not okay to put other people down. It is not okay to mock people because of their heritage, their skin color, their just who they are as a person. It's not okay to do that. It is not okay to be mean to other people, to be unkind to other people. And so I absolutely take a committed stand against any of that kind of behavior that we see in the world. And so if you are affected by that, you don't know what's going to come of the world because of that, don't let it get to you. It will pass. It will pass. I'm not a doomsday prophet. We're not going to all die in World War III. It's going to pass. Things will go on. Yes, it's been a hiccup and a speed bump along the way. I thought we had dealt with civil rights issues back in the 60s, but apparently they've been slowly simmering under the surface, and now certain governmental people have made it okay to get back involved in civil rights abuses. It's not okay. And most people don't do that. Most of the people in this country and around the world don't want trouble. They don't want to hurt other people, most of them. But then there's the noisy few who seem to can't get enough of it. So I just wanted to say that don't let world events keep you in chaos if they are. They'll pass. Just be patient and be careful of how much news intake you take in, because it doesn't help anything. You know, just hang in there and be about your life. Be about your objectives of making the world a better place, to setting a good example, one of integrity and character for your children or for those within your sphere of influence. That's the important thing. That's what takes strength. And that's what is beautiful, because there are more of us who want good than there are those who don't. Be that example and stand strong, just like that rock in the storm, unmovable, full of integrity, full of character, and always striving to be better tomorrow than you were yesterday. Any comments from Dr. Hunter or Michael?
No, I'm good.
Well, the only thing I would add is, if you're ever watching the news or reading about anything and it seems all-encompassing and all-important, just don't forget that you're on a world that is racing hundreds of thousands of miles per second through the universe, circling a giant fusion reaction. And it kind of pales in comparison. One among trillions. And when you put things into context, to modernize it somewhat, the affairs of humans, what was the phrase exactly?
Nothing in the affair of men.
Thank you.
It's worth worrying
about.
Yeah,
nothing in the affairs of humans is worth worrying about. Mm-hmm. Very accurate. It's just not.
And it's all going in my report for when I return to the home planet.
That's right.
Is it even in this galaxy? It could be on the other side.
Interdimensional.
Space and time. They don't always mean the same thing everywhere.
That's right. If anybody would like a card, maybe this is a good time to throw that out there. I hope you don't mind, Dr. Kelly. Say that.
Good timing.
For all the people in the live chat, we'd be happy to draw a card for you today and get you started in 2019.
Did I lose everybody?
No,
still have
it. You cut off. I guess it was just the Skype gods.
Skype gods. All right, we're going to start off with Fran. All the best in the new year, Fran. I know you've had some changes in your life, and I've just selected number 13, positive consciousness. It is our soul's natural inclination to be positive. Therefore, positive consciousness transcends positive thinking. As human beings, we can find ourselves with a need to filter negativities and ill will. Be at peace with your natural self and continue displaying goodwill toward others. Don't hate or hold hatred in your heart. Maintain your positive attitude, even in the face of obstacles and discouragements, for they are temporary. Yeah, we know that you know what that means, and maybe some of those lines don't apply right at the moment, but the general vibe of that card, Fran, is positive consciousness, and I think it's also not just putting it out, but it's about receiving it, and we are all sending you a lot of positive energy today.
Mm-hmm. I've always thought Fran was more of a positive energy, positive spirit than anything, you know.
I agree. Michael, would you like to select one for Dr. Edward, please?
Absolutely, and the card that I pulled for Dr. Edward is number 6, Boundaries. This card represents boundaries. It's important for you to establish clear boundaries for yourself. Equally, it is necessary to be aware of others and to not overstep or encroach on their boundaries. This is a mark of a self-complete individual. Reassess and assertively protect your healthy boundaries while looking to see if you are overstepping elsewhere. Begin with asking yourself, who owns me?
Good message. Heather, I have number 40 for you, and that's relationships. There's always a good reminder in that one. Healthy relationships are interdependent and win-win. They're not dependent or codependent. Accept others for who they are and not for what they believe. And don't be judgmental. Otherwise, end the relationship regardless of who it's with. Now, for healthy relationships, we must add more than we subtract. This card can refer to a healthy or toxic relationship or to the relationship of one thing to another. So relationships aren't always about people. And, you know, negative, positive with people, it can also be an experience. Well, it could be a job, it could be any number of experiences in life. So however you can connect with that to start you off this year, Heather, relationships. So we have William next, Michael.
And for William, I actually pulled wild card number 2 and then some. When you have reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch to your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it. By doing so, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it.
All right. That's good.
And then some.
Absolutely. I think that's a a key thing to remember when you're in those moments of chaos and that maelstrom. You reach deep down within and you really stretch your true potential.
You know, I just pulled a card that I just felt the need, you know, for the group, the message tonight. And it happens to be perfection, number one. That's number one in the life leadership paragon. Always remember that you're perfect just as you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they're vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully. I think that's what we do at the turn of a new year. We reflect a little bit and kind of gather our forces and, you know, look forward. And so again, reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey. And I think that's what we're doing. So you sort it out. What's good? What's not good? And honestly, I think so much of it goes on trust. You know, that you trust that the energy you're putting out there will start to be progressive in events and the positive changes that you're looking for. So from myself to everyone here, and I know that I happen to know a lot of people who've been through a little hardship in the last while too. I'd like to say, boy, you know, my energy is with you, and I know that other people are too. And to everybody listening tonight and those in the archives, I wish you all the very best in 2019. I happen to be optimistic. I think some really good, innovative things are going to start to happen more in 2019 than we've seen in a while. So, well, yeah, there's bumps. There's a few other, you know, got to go, I'm optimistic. I really am.
That's great. We look back over these cards pulled and how they reinforce the context of the topic tonight, you know, positive consciousness, remaining positive and not letting these things get to us. The boundaries, you know, all we have to do is read the news. We see all kinds of boundaries being crossed all the time. But if we look for boundaries that are protected and respected, we'll see those too in life. Relationships, really fits in there. And the concept of and then some. When we're in the middle of that chaos, we just need to dig deep inside and say, you know what, let me not take this too seriously. Let me not take myself too seriously. It's not all about me. It's not all about you. It's about us and getting through this and being better for it. You know, it's about perfection, understanding that we're all perfect just as we are. And we continue to work hard, and we're even better tomorrow than we were yesterday. So with chaos that we see going on in the world, or if we're in the middle of some adversity in our personal lives, there is hope. It's not going to last. It's just not. You know, I spent 40 years of my life waiting for Armageddon, literally, because I was Jehovah's Witness. And, you know, it was always around the corner. And there was always doomsday prophecies and all that. And I absolutely, when I left 20 years plus years ago, I absolutely refused to buy into any fill-in-the-blank doomsday prophecies because I was tired of it. You know what? The world goes on. Things change. The climate changes. You know, everything changes. Humans change. We evolve. And I think we are evolving. Crime is down from what it used to be. You know, the world is smaller now because we have the internet and we have all these news stories and all this stuff going on. So we're much more aware of what's going on around the world than we ever used to be. And that can get us worked up at times, stress us out. Refuse to buy into that. A lot of the news is hype. You know, a lot of things are that they report are hyped up. It's just like anything in marketing. There's a lot of hype. I mean, I used to teach seminars. I did that for 5 years on the road, and I would read the marketing piece and I'm thinking, crap, that sounds like a pretty stinking great seminar. And I was the one teaching it, and I had the leader's guide. I had everything and thinking, yeah, there's some good stuff in here, but wow, it's not like what the marketing people say it is. Yes, we do cover those points, but there's no sensationalism, you know, it's all in the marketing. So be careful of what you buy into. Understand that humans, we keep working at it. We keep evolving. Sometimes it's slower than others, but we're moving along. And this is not all there is. There's a lot more to this than what we see. There are perhaps trillions, if not even more, of civilizations in the universe. You know, what are they going through right now? How many more civilizations have got their own issues and problems, and they're all stressed out over it? You know, it's not just us. It's going on everywhere, and we're all striving for what? You know, who knows? But I do know that this is not all there is to it. So there's a lot of exploration ahead of us. There's a lot of cool experiences. There's a lot of hope. Just stand firm with your feet firmly on the ground. Don't allow the world's events or the events of adversity to knock you over. You know, bend a little bit, be flexible, but stand tall and strong. And it will pass. It always passes. It will pass. It just, that's just the way it works. So hopefully you found something in tonight's topic that has been encouraging and uplifting, because that's what we're trying to do. You know, we want you to be encouraged and uplifted. And if you're a student, you know, and you've been away from your studies, get back to your studies. You know, remember your objectives, get back into that, and it's, you know, and make it work. It's important that you do that for your own self and your own sanity, if you will, because it keeps you grounded, it keeps you in a routine, and it keeps you going. And if you're a graduate, go back over your studies, especially courses B2, 3, and 4. Those are some of the fundamental life skill techniques and skills that we teach in our courses, and it will help. And some of you have done that, so it's good stuff. So we appreciate your kind attention tonight. Thanks to those joining us live. Thanks to those listening in the archive. 2019 can be the best year ever. Let's make it that, huh? Thanks to Dr. Hunter, and thanks to Michael. We appreciate you too. Next week we'll be back with another topic. And again, if you ever have a topic you'd like to hear discussed, please email us admin@icmhchurch.org. If you're a student, just send it to the usual email address and we'll get it. We'll be happy to consider that. All right, folks. Thanks again. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.